Welcome back to my podcast, everyone. So, it's been a hot minute since I've met with you guys on this podcast. My name is Lori, and welcome to your roundup of stationary news. So, for this week, and I'm hoping to do these more than once a week, last week I was on vacation and wasn't able to find a time where it was quiet enough that I could get these podcasts done. So, let's get started. First up, we've got a happy little news article from June 30th. If you are living in the United Kingdom, run over to Primark if you are also a Harry Potter fanatic, because Primark is selling Harry Potter stationery starting at, well, $1.50 euros. And according to this, the Sun, it looks absolutely magical. The collection includes notepads themed on the four Hogwarts houses. Crane, another article from June 29th. Crane Stationery hires a new chief product officer. North Adams, Massachusetts, Crane Stationery has hired Paul Thorogood as chief product officer. In this new role, Thorogood will have responsibility for the company's product design and product development teams and will work closely with sales, marketing on company strategy and company direction. Looks like Crane Stationery was acquired by Mohawk Fine Papers in April of this year. And it's in recent statement, Mohawk CEO Tom O'Connor reiterated his support for Crane team's recent growth. Our goal at Crane Stationery is to continue to deliver luxurious, well-crafted products to our valued customers while identifying new products and services to grow our business. Paul brings an esteemed reputation in this respect, and we are thrilled to have him on board. Let's see. Paul says, "My passion and love is connecting the physical and digital worlds together through design, user experience, and problem solving. My goal is to create joy by constantly searching for new levers to pull to engage people with their brands and products." So apparently he's worked previously at companies like Moo and Packlane. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Crane and Company. Another bit of stationary shenanigans with crime. This was reported Thursday, June 28th. Tucson, Arizona, detectives from a robbery assault unit of Pima County Sheriff's Department are asking for the public's help identifying and locating a suspect in a May 29th bank robbery. So how is this related to stationery? Well, the robbery suspect had a demand note written on bank stationery, apparently from a different bank. Makes me wonder if he banks at that bank. WCVB of Boston, Massachusetts did a fun little segment. Looks like they did this June 26th. About cutting through Central Square in Cambridge to embrace local businesses. One of their featured businesses was University Stationery. It's one of the last old-time stationery shops. They've thrived thanks to Cambridge's buy local mantra. Do you like architecture? Do you like furniture? Well, guess what? If you liked Sister Parish Design, you've got something coming for you. Sister Parish does stationery. Though the legendary design firm Parish Hadley is no more, fans of the work of Sister Parish and Albert Hadley have a new way to celebrate their legacy, on paper. This week, luxury stationer Dempsey and Carroll launched a collaboration with Sister Parish Design, the company founded by Parish's granddaughter and great-granddaughter, to continue her aesthetic into modern day. For Dempsey and Carroll, Sister Parish Design has devised two boxed sets, the Desmond and the Serendipity, two patterns that recall the cheerful and preppy chic work of Parish and Hadley. $60 each, they can be found at dempseyandcarroll.com. Kind of expensive for stationery, but you know what? Probably worth it. And our last little bit of news today. A fun little, well, I'm assuming it's fun. The Sunday Times did an article July 1st that would have been fun to read, but I'm going to give you the tiny little overview they gave me because it's locked and I can't read it to you guys. But if you are a subscriber of the Sunday Times, head on over because there is a stationery designer believes pen and paper still hold value in a digital world. They chat with designer Dagmar Palmer of Liberty Bespoke about her luxurious stationery collections. I'm assuming that was probably a great article. I wish I could read it. Do you guys have some fun little stationery thing for me to talk about? Are you a stationery company that wants to get some word out about your product launches? I would be happy to give you a little shout out on my podcasts. I try to do as many of these as possible, but unfortunately, PR and the stationery world haven't quite met yet with social media. So anyways, stay tuned, guys. I don't have any more updates yet on a few of the older articles, but as soon as I have them, I will give them to you guys. See you next time. Bye.